Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, I know everybody's talking about Pride Month, and I know how the American people have allowed the CIA-controlled narrative to continuously drive the narrative, and the people in this country are waiting for the CIA to go ahead and create another one so they can follow that lead, too. Yep, that's the truth of the matter, is it not? Our conversation is to become the gospel of Jesus Christ, not the gospel of what the bad guys say about who we are and what it is that we're doing next by allowing them to sit back, the American people, and allow them to set the next narrative. That's not what we're taught as Christians in any sense of the word. As a matter of fact, it's a lack of Christianity in every given scenario. But what's interesting is even before the show today, I said, you know who's responsible at the end of the day? Because, I mean, here's the deal. We're all in the same boat, but there's a lot of stupid people on this boat. And I want to tell you what, a lot of stupid people that were on this boat are now gone because they didn't take responsibility in dealing with the corrupt. Now the new up-and-coming generation is allowing the corrupt to do what they want to do and allowing them to control the narrative. The best way to control the opposition is to lead the opposition. That's what's happening here today. But I told my wife, it's interesting. I said, the reason we're here today is because 10, 20, 30, 40, and 50, and 60 years ago, all the American people are so caught up in their prosperity, they forgot God, right? And they, their country's been turned into a hell, and they're trying to figure out why that is. Their excuse back then was when prophetic people was telling them, and were telling them, exactly what was up and coming. They just sat back and followed the narrative of the mainstream media and said, you know what, this is all a conspiracy theory, only to find out now everything that you were told by the prophetic individuals about the conspirators is in fact true, isn't it? Yeah. All of our conspiracy theories have come true now, Americans. Now look where you're at. I was just watching a piece right before the show. People love to send me bad news, I'm telling you what. But it was a former congresswoman in the state of Minnesota here that was at a UN meeting and talking about how the nations, not one has dissented concerning the global order. And of course they haven't, because all the people in America said it was a theory. And I'm going to play this video, not today, but sometime this week, hopefully. And I'm going to show you exactly what's going on here. The responsible people have failed to take responsibility and deal with the corrupt. You know, one of the things I also highlighted, even line upon line, precept upon precept concerning that point, I found myself saying, well, politicians are highlighting tyranny. I'm highlighting the law that condemns tyranny. And then I put, it's up to you, Americans. The American people don't want to respond to the tyrants. They don't have to, but they can see what's happening. They're being dispossessed. And it's interesting because the Lord said in Proverbs 7:2, keep my commandments and live, right? And then when you go to Deuteronomy 28, verse 63, where the people didn't want to hear what the Lord commanded them to do, not suggestions, folks, but commandments, As the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you, and you will be plucked off of the land that you possessed. And we've talked about this before, too. We have the possession, but even during the possession, Americans, and I'm talking about the posterity and talking to the posterity of our forefathers, even in the possession, we're supposed to keep the commandments of the Lord. Joshua 22, verse 4. So we don't lower his law at any given time. Because if you lower the law, you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. And who is the law in this country? The American people are. And if the American people fail to be the law, this is what's going to happen. And we're going right into it. The American people are being laughed at every given step. And isn't it interesting, even when we're talking about Pride Month, I mean, it's just truly the sickest thing in the world. And you go on social media platforms, and guess what everybody's talking about? Pride Month. And we're going to take back the rainbow after the fact. It's always after the fact. It's always after the fact that concerning the people that have no gratitude for the sacrifice given to them to have the freedom in the first place. Oh, it's totally true. It's absolutely true. Hey, so I had to remind all the American people concerning Pride Month that I'm here to tell you we never lost the rainbow. I don't know where you people are coming off saying, you know what, we need to take back the rainbow. Wait a second. And I want to remind people that the rainbow isn't a celebration of sin, but this is what they're celebrating today, right? A celebration of sin. This is all government-backed. These are your said representatives. This is state-sponsored. All of this is government-backed. That's how corrupt you are, Americans. They want to create a world where they can create a people that war with them against God. That is not the right side to be on, let me tell you. Look at his dash story. But I want to say this. The rainbow isn't a celebration of sin. And what is the end of sin? Death, Romans 6:23. It's a reminder, listen carefully, this is a spiritual mind, it's a reminder of God's righteous judgment upon sinners. That's what the bow was set for in Genesis 9:12. So we're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes, friends. Okay, the rainbow isn't a celebration of sin. I don't care what they have to say, friends. I do care that the American people stand up and condemn them for their crimes. And it first starts in the church, Amos 5:15. Then it starts in government, right? Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. And then go to the Constitution, Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Not just impeachment, but prosecution. And then it comes to the American people taking it to these small groups that have been handpicked by the government to upend your Constitution. Our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious, a Christian people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. That's why all of these said groups are popping their heads out. It's government sponsored. And I'm, you know what? Now that I think about that, friends, I got a video that I'm going to play for you in just a couple minutes here, because I'm teeing it up for the second part of the hour today. That is one of the sickest things that I've ever seen. And that's not so much the person that's doing the talking. Yes, she within herself is a mentally ill individual. And what she advocates for, God clearly condemns, Leviticus 18:22. But for the American people to stand back and watch this said representative act in such a fashion and remain incumbent is a reflection of the American people. And it goes back to every country deserves the government it has. And folks, it's exactly right. It all comes back to us individually and corporately every step of the way. So we're going to be talking about a couple things before the half hour mark, and then what I'm going to do is I'm going to get to the main topic, because what they're doing is they're celebrating death. And I'm talking about those sodomites that our government is supposed to condemn. In fact, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgednews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the crown for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
It's a jungle out there. Disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe to that page. Go to SOL Radio Live on the top of that page. Rumble feed, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and or BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. If you want to call in, please do stick to the topic. We're going to change up after this segment. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, because of the short-term memories of the people across the globe, I do want to take the time to just reiterate that this is still going on. A lot of people are dying. There's still a lot of side effects going on, brain tumors, cancer, limb removal. The list goes on concerning the experimental jab, which, by the way, they're now admitting that it was an experiment. Okay, this is another prime example of what I'm talking about. So the people on a global basis now understand that this was an experiment, but the bad guys are setting the next initiative. This evil men understand not judgment. If you want the crime to stop, then you enforce the law unto judgment upon the heads of the wicked, those that are guilty of the crime. Isaiah 26, verse 9, Amos 5, 15, the very heart of God, Jeremiah 9, 24, the list goes on. But if you don't want to listen to that, this is what happens. That's exactly what happens. So let me just give you a little download real quick during this segment. Another teenager dies after falling unresponsive during a football game in regional in Victoria. Okay? Now, can I stop there for a moment? I want to reiterate something here. A lot of times people want me to do their due diligence for them. They want me to somehow be their mediator. I'm here to tell you that the Bible is very clear that you are to know the doctrine, John 7:17. You are to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, Philippians 2. Okay? You are to know the doctrine. You are to do that. So I'm not going to get up on this show, and first and foremost, I'm not a teacher. That is not my gifting. It's a part of it at times, but I do want you to know that I am highlighting what must be stopped if you want to remain a free people. And my first message is this, in the natural, 1 Corinthians 2:14, look what's going on, and this is happening because the American people haven't, or the people that are listening to me in 55 countries, haven't repented before God. Okay, that's my message. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3:2. Acts 20, verse 21. Acts 2:38. Not in that order. I can go on and on. That's the message Christ gave. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But I do want to say this, folks. I know people love to have their ears tickled. I know that they love to hear these great teachings. But they've heard these teachings 1,000 times. And they may have a little more truth than they had yesterday. Praise God for that. That's our job, right? Jesus Christ is the light of men, and we're to follow him, John 14:6. But the fact of the matter is, if everybody was doing their own due diligence, we would be actually empowered by the Holy Ghost to stand up together and bring about resolve to the issues. Because my objective here, friends, being on the radio, is to bring justice upon the heads of the wicked. My objective here is to see the God of Moses, the God of Amos. My objective here is to see that our children have a future and a hope, all of them, because they don't deserve what's going on here, friends. Okay? But I want you to go back, and I want you to understand that I hear people talk about, oh, this was a great show. What did you do with that teaching? What did you do with that new information that you have? What did you do? Absolutely nothing. You woke up the next day and you turned the show on again. If that's what you're doing, we don't need followers. We're not looking for followers. Christ is. Okay? And if you belong to him, you're going to get up, leave everything you're doing, and you're going to follow him. And if you do so, Matthew 4:19, you're going to become a fisher of men just like the rest of us. But understand the apostle, the prophet, the teacher, Acts 12:28, and the evangelist and the pastor. And by the way, pastor is named one time in the New Testament, one time, and somehow or another, they're leading the church. Is maybe that a part of the problem? I bet it is. I bet it is. Okay? Do your own due diligence. Let's get busy. Okay? We don't want to sit around like a bunch of Epicureans and listen to something new and do nothing with it, like they did in the book of Acts. Teenager dies after falling unresponsive during football game in regional Victoria. Okay? This is still happening. This is happening because of the short-term memories of the people, as I was going to say just a couple minutes ago. Look at this. This is... Makims, it's makismd.substack.com. Not just pilots, but young flight attendants and passengers are having heart attacks or collapsing in flight. We already knew this, right? How are the bad guys setting the next narrative, Americans? Huh? How is it that the bad guys are setting the next narrative? I want to play a video here. This is... Every clip in this video that I'm going to play for you throughout the duration of this segment is 100% verifiable and therefore cannot be, by definition, be considered misinformation. This is the fruit of. The tree branch bearing the fruit doesn't lie. You know a tree by the fruit that it bears forth, right? Okay, so that's what we're going to do is I want you to see this. And this is all verifiable as to what's going on. This is concerning the plandemic, and I know most people have already, they're on to the new topic. Now they're talking about gay pride and all this, and yes, we must deal with it, but the fact of the matter, the last plandemic is still going on, and they're planning more of them, just so you know. Okay? So let's get to this. Check this out. Oh, don't know what's going on with that, but we're going to just go ahead and... And we're going to go back to it again.
Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, she was unable to move from the neck down.
Last month, a Tennessee woman who was left partially paralyzed after getting her second dose of the Pfizer vaccine.
Only 11 spoke with a local woman who says she lost feeling in much of her body just hours after getting Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine.
Do you deal with the bad guys that are behind this,
you are,
Americans?
As you write.
one of the unlucky ones.
Nope.
who was diagnosed with Guillain-Barré syndrome.
A BC man who says he suffered a rare COVID vaccine injury that left him paralyzed will be getting financial support from the federal government.
Now, if you got sick after taking the vaccine, what would happen if you did get sick after taking the vaccine? And when you tried to get help, everyone just treated you like you were an anti-vaxxer.
Yeah, the vaccine.
Okay, and here's Clapton, Eric Clapton. Listen to what he says. He says the vaccine took my immune system and just shook it right around. No, it didn't, Eric. You made the choice to not listen to people like myself in warning you and tens of thousands of doctors across the globe, and you went and took the chance by listening to the spirit of the world rather than the spirit of God, which warned you and loved you enough to warn you, but you took it anyways, and now you're reaping the consequence, right? Galatians 6:7. Check
took
this
my
out.
Immune system and just shook it around again. Agony and chronic pain.
In our coronavirus coverage, a Utah woman and Utah senator are teaming up to get some answers. This comes
they
after
go to
a
jail
group
if you
they've
enforce
experienced
the law.
Life-altering injuries that they believe are from the vaccine.
A shocking reaction to the COVID vaccine. New at 5, the CDC says coronavirus vaccines have been remarkably safe and successful, and serious adverse reactions are rare.
And yet more people have died under COVID this year, by the way, under Joe Biden, than under you, and more people took the vaccine this year, so people are questioning how...
Well, no, the vaccine worked, but some people aren't taking it. The ones that get very sick and go to the hospital are the ones that don't take the vaccine. But
he's lying. The opposite is true. But this is Donald Trump for you, right? The guy that he never sinned, right? And the Bible says today that say that they're without sin are liars and the truth are not in them, right? And this is the guy running for the presidency once again. And he's touting the COVID vaccines to his followers and his worshipers, Acts 12:22, because they still haven't learned enough yet. Okay? Yeah, listen to what he's saying.
Still their choice. And if you take the vaccine, you're protected. Look, the results of the
vaccine
are
good.
And if you do get it, it's a very minor form. People aren't dying when they take the vaccine.
Ernest Ramirez showing a picture of his son, 15, who took the shot and died.
Can't be. Do everything. We got the Pfizer vaccine because I thought it was to protect him. I thought it was the right thing to do. It was like playing Russian roulette. My government lied to me.
Yes, they
said
did.
It was safe.
Yes, they did, my friend. Yes, they did. And now his son is gone.
Now I go home to an empty house.
It's a simple, basic proposition. If you're vaccinated, you're not going to be hospitalized, you're not going to be in an ICU unit, and you're not going to die.
Multiple agencies are now investigating what caused his death.
CBS 13's Marissa Perlman is in Auburn with the woman who says she witnessed that.
Just so you can understand how long this video is, it goes on for 18 minutes and 44 more seconds, highlighting all of the pieces that the mainstream media blurted out in their confusion. Okay. Of the people dying from these experimental jabs. Just wanted to remember, all of you to remember what's still going on behind the new agenda, okay? And the new hot topics. We'll be right back.
We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The port of Long Beach, California is much quieter than usual. There are no workers at its biggest terminal as daily workers fail to show up. The ports of Los Angeles and Oakland have also experienced daily worker no-shows. The FBI was supposed to bring a document to the ranking members of the House Oversight Committee, a document that committee chair James Comer claimed would confirm allegations that then-Vice President Biden was involved in a criminal operation with a foreign national. But Comer says the FBI refused to hand it over. Attorneys for former President Trump traveled to the Justice Department today, presumably to make a pitch for not indicting their client. The grand jury hearing evidence in the classified documents case is expected to meet again this week. Former Vice President Mike Pence has filed the paperwork to become a candidate for president, while New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu says he's decided not to run. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We got John calling in from Missouri. I have no idea what he might be asking. Welcome to the show. What say you, my friend?
Good day, Bradley. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Got to get to the next topic. What's up, John?
Absolutely. And I was wanting to answer your call. You know, what are the American people going to do? Well, I'm going to answer that call. I'm doing everything I can. I'm calling my local sheriffs and found out that they've been compromised because I called them and said, hey, I want to file charges against certain individuals for violating my constitutional rights. And he said, you need to call the police. And I said, well, that's funny because I called the police, and the police told me they only protect the politician's policy. They don't enforce constitutional law, and so they said to call you. And so I called him, and that's how I found out my local sheriff is he's not aligned properly. And then he said, well, I think I answered your call. So my $64 million question is, when was the last time you ever heard of anybody being prosecuted for violating somebody's constitutional rights? The answer is none and never. And I'm going to try and make this happen because I'm not going to quit, and I'm going to go show my face up there at the Sheriff's Department and let them know they're on notice. And if they don't stop obeying the politicians' policies that run roughshod over our Constitution, I'm going to run for sheriff and run them out of town.
Yeah, I've had that conversation with representatives, senators, and a sheriff, let's put it that way. And I'm hoping for the best, but I am pushing the line. I believe that I am the conscience to many of these people, and I'm doing the same thing over here, John. And the bottom line is the American people have to take back their rightful positions. And if they fail to do that, John, this is what's going to continuously go on. You're right when you said that they're protecting the bad guys, because at the end of the day, they're really protecting themselves if they're compromised. And that's what the American people haven't come to the realization yet. And here we are. It's like they're protecting them from the bottom all the way up to the top. They're not doing their job. If they were doing their job, they would hold the top accountable for their crimes that start from the top and go down to the bottom. So I am in 100% agreement, John, every step of the way.
Yes, that is correct, and I just want to say one thing, just to make it publicly known that I am on the airwaves. Hey, I love that God has chosen me, and I love what He's doing with others that He has chosen, and I love my kids and everything, and I'm not going to commit suicide. I'm reaching the levels where these guys could be taking me out any time, and I don't care about that, and I don't fear them because I only fear the Lord. And I run full steam and pick up more momentum as I go towards these people. I don't back down, and I ain't stopping. I just want to let you all know that. Bradley, I Amen. See that you are aligned just as well, and God's doing great things with you and others just like you and Tim as well. And I just, you know, I praise God for him doing that. And I just say thank you, Bradley, for everything you do. You have a great day, sir.
You too, John. And I'm glad to know we got people out there doing the same thing. And I know that they're there. Every event that we do, we see them all across the country. This is the voice that they mean to suppress. This is the voice that they mean to silence. One of the things that John just said that was really important for everybody to understand, when you're truly born of the Spirit, the mountains that are put in front of you, the tests, the trials that are put in front of you, these are literally, it challenges your spiritual man. You don't run from it, you run to it. The more they oppress, and I've said this 100 times, let their cruelty swell our ranks, because the more they do it, the bigger we get. Well, Bradley, how can you back that up with Scripture? Read Exodus. Chapter 1. Here, as a matter of fact, let me just go over there for you really quick, friends, so people can understand what the Bible says rather than what people's opinions are when it comes to what the Bible says, because most don't take the time to listen to the things that I'm going to share with you even now. So I'm going to go over to Exodus, and I want you to listen to this carefully, okay? I don't want NIV. I want the King James Version. Just hang on a second, folks. This is live radio. I want you to hear it verbatim from the Word of God, going to Exodus all the way down to verse 12. Listen carefully. These were the ones that were born of the Lord. They were the children of Israel. Israel means God's fighters. That's what Christians are. This is a real warfare, folks. What does it say in verse 12? Exodus 1. The more they afflicted them, the bad guys afflicted the good guys, the more they multiplied and grew. Did you hear that? I just want to make sure y'all heard what John just said, because that is the proper response. They don't sit by and tolerate what's going on here. No, they see that their objective and the commandments of God mandate and obligate them to actually lawfully deal with the crimes that are consuming our freedoms. Everybody will complain about it, but there's only those that are born of the Spirit that will actually stand up and do something about it. E.M. Bounds said, God's church is a militant host. Its warfare is with unseen forces of evil. God's people compose an army fighting to establish His kingdom in this earth. Their aim is to destroy the kingdom of Satan and to erect the kingdom of God over its ruins. Okay? Jesus was made manifest, friends, to destroy the works of the devil, not to patty cake with them, not to play the diplomat with them, not to fraternize with them, not to compromise with them, but to destroy him. That's what Calvary was all about. The prince of the world had nothing in him, and it was at the end of the road for Satan himself. When Jesus said, "It is finished," it was all over for him. And that was the biggest mistake he made right then and there. Okay? Let me finish Ian Bounds' quote. He said, it is to destroy the kingdom of Satan and to erect the kingdom of God over its ruins, which is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's right. This militant army is composed of individual soldiers of the cross. The armor of God is its defense, and prayer is the added power that crowns it all. That crowns it all. Amen. I'm so, and I get elated. I am happy. I am joyful when I hear other people make comments that only a man that is born of the Spirit of God can actually convey back over to me. Because only a man that is born of the Spirit can actually say certain things. And it's interesting, you get around prophetic people, friends, namely prophetic people, they're having conversation with you to see what you're really about and who you're really born of. And oftentimes those little words drop in, it's like, okay, that's good. Oh, watch out for that. Oh, that guy says all the right things, but he's not born of the Spirit because he's not bearing the fruit. He's offended at the Holy Ghost, who comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. This one understands the cross because he understands the Holy Ghost. John 16, starting in verse 8. You get what I'm saying? And we're called to make distinction between the sheep and the goats. The defiled and the holy. Ezekiel 44:23. The list goes on. Thank you for the call, John. Thank you for the call. I'm glad you called in. You guys ready for this? I hope you are. This is what I promised to play for you. Look at this. This is what they call Pride Month. This is all the corporations, like we talked about last week and over the weekend, setting the narrative by force. And this is a picture of Glamour magazine, and it says, trans pregnant proud. This is spitting in the face of God himself. You fools are gluttons for punishment. He who spits against heaven will surely fall upon his own back. But Bradley, where is the love? That is the love. I'm warning them in the love. Love is the fulfilling of God's law, and God condemns this every step of the way. But Bradley, mercy rejoiceth over judgment. Yes, to those that repent. Put it in context. Okay? I'm a pregnant man. British Glamour magazine features pregnant transgender cover model. No such thing. Author of children's book about the miracle of male births. Whoa! 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 Can you make that up? You can't make it up. You just can't. Gosh. And you guys have all seen this, right? This is all Target. Social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Beforeitsnews.com. It's blatant Satanism. This is exactly what it is. And Satan's just got to find his minions that don't realize that they're being used for their own demise. And that's exactly what's going on here. And look what's happening here. And I want to tee this up because I want you to hear this for yourself. You cannot make up what I'm going to play for you right now. This is a reflection of the people that put up with this. This is in Nebraska. Remember Boys Town in Nebraska in the 80s. How that Catholic home was stealing orphans and they were bringing them to Washington, D.C. to compromise senators and representatives by committing acts, sexual acts on children. If you haven't seen Conspiracy of Silence, do yourself a favor. But it's interesting that this one's so emboldened to actually stand up and do what I'm about ready to show you. This is one of the sickest things that I've ever seen in all of my life. And I want you to remember again, friends, as to what I'm saying here. What's sick about all of this is the American people putting up with this. Check this out.
Trans people belong here.
Look at this
trans
sick-minded individual.
That's what they're saying out there.
Look at her. Is something not wrong with her, folks?
Rotunda saying that over and over again.
This is a sad...
Trans people belong here.
Representative.
We need trans people. We love trans people.
A senator in Nebraska.
Trans people belong here.
Watch this sick-minded devil.
We love trans people.
Going to her little rant.
Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people.
She'd have been hauled up to jail 10 years ago.
Trans people belong here.
You realize this?
We need trans people.
10 years ago, she would have been prosecuted for what she's advocating for.
Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here.
Yes, she is demon
possessed. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people.
This is a senator in Nebraska. Alaska, Americans.
Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Pastor Brandon Taylor, and I would like to thank Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty for making a live event possible at our church. Bradley combined biblical principles with our nation's amazing history for an informative and eye-opening experience.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
I'm going to have to break this into another show. I do want to say this, folks, during the break on social media platforms, I am fleecing the people. We're not a begging ministry, but without you, we don't have sponsors. Everything that you hear, 99% of it is all Genesis Communication Networks, okay? That's their sponsors. We are out there because of the people, the generosity of the people through gifts and offerings, period. And if you'd like to become a son or daughter of liberty, please do. I can't reiterate that. Folks, we're doing television right now. We just, our guy from Ohio just went home yesterday. We had him for 3 months. We just nailed it as far as how much content we got. He's coming back in 3 months. We're going to be doing live feeds into promoting and actually producing a television series, and hopefully we're going to be able to get it out there nationally. To get it out there nationally, friends, we're going to need some serious support. There's no question about it. But we're going to be out on the East Coast in just a couple months here, 3 months, and we are going to be doing our stand-ups on the East Coast. We're going to put it together, and then we're going to get it out there for you guys as well. In the meantime, we had about 13 to 15 videos that we just got done over the last 3 months working with the guy from Ohio. As you know, I just spoke to the representatives and senators there in the state of Arizona last week. The week before that, I was in Florida meeting with national attorneys concerning the things that are going on in the country today. And folks, it's before that we were in Michigan. Before that we were in California. And this is the reoccurring cycle that we are on, and what is the objective to win this country back to the Lord, period, okay? Regardless of what man says, okay? Regardless of what unbelievers have to say, we believe, okay? Just for the record. If you want to call in, final segment, I'm going to have to make this a two-part show, and what we're talking about right now is this is what they call celebrating. This is celebration. It's death. The end of sin is death. And folks, people are just trying to be all you know, hiding behind a false version of love and saying, you know, we need to love on these people. We do need to love on these people by enforcing the law against their crimes that others also may fear. Proverbs 16:6. Okay, because 10 years ago, what you're seeing right now and what you just heard a couple minutes ago on the last segment was a crime. She would have ended up in an institution somewhere. She would have been impeached and she would have been prosecuted. Okay? And again, let me remind everybody, all of this that they're advocating concerning Pride Month, this is all against our laws. Why? We're established on common law and God condemns the very things that the state is sponsoring right now. Okay? Our representatives need to be lawfully removed, but it first starts in the church. Driving down the street the other day, just yesterday as a matter of fact, all these churches with the red door and the yellow door and the blue door and the green door and some of the signs promoting LGBTQ. Folks, that's not a church of Jesus Christ. That's a church of Satan. Just ask Target. Look what they're promoting. Look what they're equating it to. This is insane. They're not hiding anything anymore. Well, the church is being pushed back into the closet by a small portion of men that want you to believe that they're women. Shame on you. Seriously, shame on the American people. Let's get back to this, whatever you want to call her. Her name is Senator Michaela Kavanaugh. She's chanting on the floor. This is a minute and 32 seconds into what she's been regurgitating over and over again. This is the second half of a 3-minute video audio. Listen to this.
People, we love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people.
Is this incredible?
Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here.
One question real quick while we're all watching this lunatic act out. Where's the law enforcement? Are they just doing their job, or are they doing exactly what Johnny said from Missouri? They're propping up transgressors rather than the law against the transgressors, aren't they? This is a senator. This is 2 minutes into a 3-minute video. This is all she said. She's getting louder and louder. This is criminal.
We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people.
And guess who these devils will seek to prosecute, friends? Those that uphold the law that condemns them and exposes them for their crimes. Romans 3:20.
We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans
Is this normal behavior,
here.
Friends?
We need trans people. We love trans
Look at
people.
Her.
Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. You matter. You matter. And I am fighting for you. And I will not stop. I will not stop today. I will not stop tomorrow.
Oh my goodness, friends. These individuals are playing right into the hands of their puppeteers. They're being used, as I said, they're state sponsored. They're being used to upend the U.S. Constitution. And what are the good people in America doing? They're standing back calling her names. She needs to be institutionalized. According to man, remember all the way up until 61, you'd go to prison for 21 years for what she's advocating for. 1973 was considered a mental illness, and notice how they just kept etching away at the offense of their acts. But what does the Lord say? See, if we don't want to hold God's law up as the standard in dealing with these such people, friends, This is exactly what you're going to get. I want to ask everybody something. I got 4 minutes left, and I'm going to make a part two of this tomorrow. Have you ever taken the... Because you all understand that Adolf Hitler promoted these kind of people too, right? He put them up. 1 Kings 13:33 took the base, and he put them up into positions of leadership. Why? Because he wanted to bear rule over those people. So he would use these individuals that were debased and corrupt, reprobates, to rule over the roost. Okay, so he could create laws against them so his reign would continue on. That is until judgment began to fall upon their heads. But you do understand that the Nazis did the same exact thing. Adolf Hitler did the same exact thing, right? You all understand this. Have you ever taken the time to examine the crimes committed by the SS against those that were enslaved? Oh, and by the way, the enslaved were those that refused to obey the Lord. Have you ever taken the time to examine the crimes committed by such people as what you're seeing right now? Folks, it's scary stuff. I can just give you a handful. You know, Mengele, he used to take kids and he would experiment them or on them alive. The most heinous, painful crimes, torturous every step of the way. He used to jump on pregnant women until the baby came out. The SS used to take kids and these would be the kids of those that failed to obey the Lord, that were enslaved by those that they put up with, right? Because they just wanted to love on them. But what would happen is these criminals in the SS, they used to take kids, they would throw them up in the air, and other SS officers would shoot them mid-air. They would put them in furnaces alive. They would torture them. They would dismember them. This is the mindset. This is why the Lord calls it abomination, friends. It's crazy. Bradley, prove it. Okay, I'll do that really quick while I have 2 minutes left. Okay, Judge John Martaw, Chief Magistrate of New York City Criminal Court, has said homosexuals account for half of the murders in large cities. This is all documented. William Riddle of Los Angeles Police says 30,000 sexual abused children in Los Angeles were victims of sodomites. 37% of homosexuals engage in sadomasochism, which accounts for many accidental deaths. In San Francisco alone, classes were held to teach sodomites how to not kill their partners during sadomasochism. Okay, this is what you're putting up with. Okay, let's just go right to the crime, and I'm going to get to a part two tomorrow. But it's also interesting to note that Donald Harvey claimed 37 victims in Kentucky. He was a sodomite. The top six killers in American history, they were sodomites. John Wayne Gacy raped 33 boys in Chicago, burying them under his house and in his yard. And folks, you just want to keep loving on them the way man wants to love on them by pulling the teeth out of God's moral law? You keep doing it. But the crimes are going to increase, and you're going to find a trail of crimes behind every single one of them. Patrick Kearney accounted for 32 individuals, cutting his victims into small pieces after sex and leaving them in trash bags along Los Angeles freeways. And isn't it interesting, John shared that the sheriff was compliant and complicit with the acts that are taking place across the country. Hey, folks, when you get a moment, go to Romans 1, starting verse 18 to 32. We're going to have a part two tomorrow. Part two tomorrow. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Love you by what we do. Folks, this isn't a celebration of life. This is a celebration of sin, and you're inviting the judgments of God upon your nation by tolerating it.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. Definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.